Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to legislative action, one of our greatest pleasures is to come before you, our listeners, and report victories from the front line. Today is one of those days. I apologize in advance if it seems like we're talking about abortion more than normal, but it's because we have 6 pro-life bills, all of which are still alive, and all of which are at a critical juncture in the legislative process. One of them is House Bill 500, also known as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which was debated yesterday on the House floor. The bill, which is similar to those passed in other states, bans abortions after 20 weeks because that's the point where the nervous system of a fetus is developed enough to feel pain. The debate began with an opening by the bill's sponsor, Representative Lola Sheldon Galloway of Great Falls. In places, it sounded more like a lecture from a pre-med anatomy and physiology class than a normal House floor speech. In fact, several times she used medical terminology that I couldn't pronounce, but it was important for legislators to understand that stage of gestation from a technical perspective. When she sat down, the opponents and proponents took over. The opponents went first, and their testimony was so predictable that I could have given it in my sleep. They used terms like a woman's right to choose, women's health care, women's bodily autonomy, and they always refer to abortionists as health care providers. They never mention the word child and rarely, if ever, use the term fetus. In fact, they rarely refer to the fact that the woman is pregnant. They make it a point to use the most generic and sterile terms possible. When they finished reading their Planned Parenthood approved scripts, it was the proponent's turn. Representative Peggy Webb of Billings spoke first, followed by Representative Sharon Grief. Both testimonies were compelling and shared from a mother's perspective. They talked about the lifetime of anguish felt by many women who have had abortions. Then the chamber went silent as Representative Grief spoke of her adopted daughter who was nearly aborted but whose mother decided to give birth, giving the Griefs a beautiful daughter who is now 43 years old. As the debate ended, the chamber was silent and the chairman called for the vote. As the red and green lights lit up the board, it was immediately apparent that the bill would pass. Then the total was red. We were hoping for at least 58 yes votes because that's how many Republicans there are. In the end, when all was said and done, the final vote was 60 yes and 40 no. We were stunned. 2 Democrat representatives, Jonathan Windyboy and Representative Bridget Smith, joined the Republicans in voting yes. It was a huge victory and ensures the bill will pass on to the Senate after tomorrow's third reading vote. At this point, we're asking everyone to call and thank Representative Sheldon Galloway, Peggy Webb, and Sharon Grief for their excellent floor speeches, and Representatives Jonathan Windyboy and Bridget Smith for bucking their party and voting yes. You can leave messages by calling 444-4800. That's 444-4800, or by following the instructions on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.